Thank you very much indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. David Byrne from the Talking Heads singing a Whitney Houston song. We're double fanning it in the studio at the moment because it's flipping hot in it. Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, down the rabbit hole. It's the phone-in show where there's no topics or anything. We just kind of have a chat. You phone up 03459 455 555. You'll speak to Jen, who will call you back. And as soon as you hear our voices down your telephone, odds are you're on the radio. What's going on with that fan?
Not fanning enough.
Here's the thing, right? There's lots of people now, and I got a little bit of jip at the other day on the internet and stuff. Lots of people miserable about Halloween. And I think I was a little bit snarky towards Halloween in the past, right? But I've been thinking about it a lot since someone had a pop at me saying, oh, this is encouraging people to go, blah, blah, blah. Right. The thing about Halloween is it's one of those the festivals that's really easy to opt out of. You just don't put your porch light on. That's all it is.
No pumpkins.
No pumpkins, no porch light. That's it. That's or if that doesn't work, you just don't open your door.
And I think that the signals are a lot clearer these days. When I was a kid, you know, not that I was allowed to go trick or treating because it was begging.
Yep.
There were no rules. Now the rule is if you've got pumpkin stuff, Halloween stuff in your window and pumpkins outside, you're up for it. If you're not, you're not.
And when you say up for it, of course, you mean sweeties. We're not, you know, because there'll be some parents who are going, well, yes, but supposing they knock on the door of a paedophile.
Well, you're with them, aren't you? I mean, no one should be going out Halloween. I don't think trick-or-treat is for big kids. That's another thing.
Oh, what would you say is the cut-off?
About 12.
Yeah, because sometimes you get, like, 15-year-olds.
And they have to be dressed up. You know, I'm not going to accept just a hood over the head.
I was about to say, sometimes you get 15-year-olds who've just got a hoodie on.
Yeah, and then what will they?
Trick or treat. Sorry. Trick or treat. You're old enough to get a flipping job.
It's like, but it's always been the same. Let's not pretend that it's broken Britain, because it was broken Britain in the 70s. There were kids that used to push their little brother around in a you know, odd for a penny for the guy, and he just had a hood on.
That's what it's replaced, because I don't remember there being trick or treat in the 70s in this country. I remember the first time I saw it was in E.T.,
Yes.
That was the first time I was aware of trick-or-treat.
And they dress up as all sorts in America. It's not necessarily scary stuff.
Well, the women dress up sexy.
Yeah. Do you know how I found that out? Going Halloween in San Francisco. Oh. So me and my sister went...
Knob Hill?
No.
Okay.
We went to, I think it's called... Is it called the Casco?
Well, like, the only place I know in San Francisco is Knob Hill.
Well, we went to the gay village, right? Where if anyone's going to dress up, they are,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me and my sister went as standard witch. Not sexy witch.
No.
Not witch with tutu and short skirt and suspenders on or anything like that. More fool us. Because we were the only ones there who weren't dressed like that.
The mums really go slutty.
Well, I'm not going slutty this year.
Well, you've come in to work in a leather skirt. Something.
This isn't a Halloween costume.
But so the first... So we have Elliot, E.T., et al. Mm-hmm. to blame for being made aware of Halloween. But you're right, in the 70s... it was penny for the guy, and it was like your dad's clothes stuffed with rags. If you couldn't be
newspaper,
that was it. And if you couldn't be bothered to do that, you just get your younger brother.
Get a kid, dress him up in your dad's clothes again. I don't know why dad's clothes were always the ones that got it. I think it was an excuse for mums to have a clear out.
03459 455 555. But I was thinking about this a lot actually, because we're going trick or treating tonight. I think you're going trick or treating.
We may or may not, because my little nephews are very small, and to be honest, they're wetters.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, it's a kind of a northern term for kids who are easily...
urinating in their
pants. No, I mean, it's more, easily... they are, they're a little bit
soft.
They
get scared and they do a pee-pee.
So let's just stay in and eat cakes.
My, our mate Scott, right, you know Scott's a tough guy.
Yeah.
He's annoyed with me. We often fall out with each other and then we make up. He's upset with me because he tweeted that he'd watched this film that I'd heard about.
Oh, I know. Yeah, The Babadook.
The Babadook. And I've had loads of people say, you've got to watch The Babadook, right? One of the great disappointments of being a 42-year-old man is probably never going to be scared by a film again. The last film that scared me, and I remember because I was 32 or thereabouts, maybe a little bit young, 30, 31. And I remember saying, well, I'm never going to be scared by a film again. And someone says, you've got to watch, and it's a film, it's about these two... This brother and this sister, and they go hitchhiking, and then there's a mysterious guy in a truck that puts them in a cave with skeletons.
Right, that'll do it.
It's not called... It's not. What is it? It's not The Hills Have Eyes. It's
Children of the Corn or something like
that. No. Oh, what is it? And do you know what? It flipping terrified... It terrified
like
me. It absolutely terrified... I watched it again recently, and it didn't terrify me. But it terrified me. And I 03459 455 555. You know what it is. And I thought, well, I'm never going to be scared by another film again. And I don't... The first Saw...
I haven't seen them.
Oh, the first one. The first one's good. First one is very, very good. Very good. Mm. They've got a twist in it. The first two... You don't see the... I did not see the twist coming.
Right.
The third one, you go, all right, there's going to be a twist. Now, it's like M. Night Shyamalan. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
Who did...
He did The Village.
I don't think I've seen The Village.
Oh, right, OK. Well, that's an interesting
one.
That
was Pony, wasn't it?
It wasn't Pony, but it... I kind of guessed it halfway through, and
yeah,
that spoils
and
it. But you know he's going to do a twist, so you're looking for it.
And that's the problem. It's M... Jeepers Creepers. Thank you, Kim, on the text. It was Jeepers Creepers, that film.
Right.
Very scary.
Has that got Michael J. Fox in it?
No, that's The Frighteners, which I watched 12 times in Pakistan.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, because they didn't really have many films on, so I watched, The Frighteners, starring Michael J. Fox, and also Tin Cup, starring...
Kevin Costner.
Wow, more times film. Than any human being should ever watch a film about golf. Yeah, so M. Night Shyamalan, he did Sixth Sense, OK? Which was a brilliant
twist.
Which
is good.
Which was a brilliant twist. A brilliant twist.
Everyone started saying, oh, wait for the twist.
Yeah, and also I was presenting a television show at the time, and everyone thinks I did it. It wasn't. It was Daisy that did it. She revealed the twist. I still get accused of that.
Have you seen The Others with Nicole Kidman? Now, that's quite good.
Is that got Daniel Craig in it?
No.
In that case, I don't think
no,
I have.
No, it's got Christopher Eccleston in it, briefly.
Oh, yeah, no, it's all right, that. I think I saw
really
it on a plane.
Really atmospheric.
I saw it on a plane.
So they're in this sort of house surrounded by mist, and people keep turning up.
Oh, maybe I don't remember
Oh,
that.
No, it's really... I've got it. If you want to borrow it, you can
All right, I'll borrow it, yeah. But, So M. Night Shyamalan did Sixth Sense, which is a great film, and you can still watch it now. Even though you know the twist, you can still watch
good.
It, because it's a cracking film. But then it was like his trademark became having... a twist, right? So every film he's done then has got progressively more and more ponier because it has to have a twist. I watched a terrible one and it's got the worst actor in the world. God knows how this man gets... The brother of the guy from the Backstreet Boys. Marky Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg.
That's not the Backstreet Boys. That's New Kids on the Block.
All right. Well,
Granddad.
Are they not the same? They became the same group.
They're very
similar.
They
did a tour together.
New Kids on the Backstreet. Boy,
they did a tour together or something like that. Didn't like them Busted, but it was the Backstreet Boy kid. No, hang on. Anyway,
come on.
I'm trying to think. So Mark Wahlberg,
squeeze out that thought.
And he's a terrible actor.
He's one note.
And he did a film where all the he was a science teacher, and all the bees were disappearing.
Worrying times.
All the bees were disappearing, right? And that was kind of it. The only other good film...
Well, that's the end of the story.
Well, then people were hanging themselves. Everyone was committing suicide around the world. But then it just turned out it was like a toxic fog.
All right, fine. I don't need to watch that.
The other good film he did, have you seen Unbreakable? Also with Bruce Willis.
No, I haven't.
It's brilliant. And it was supposed to be the first one in a trilogy, but it flopped massively. It's brilliant, right? So Bruce Willis...
When you say brilliant, do you mean rubbish, but good?
No, no, no. Oh, no, it was brilliant. It's Bruce Willis. I'm going to say Samuel L. Jackson. It was a black actor.
Right.
A black actor.
Oh,
and
God.
I think it was Samuel L. Jackson. Someone will correct me, right?
Oh.
And it's... Are you ever going to watch it? Do you want me to spoil it for you?
What's it called again?
Unbreakable.
Probably not going to watch it.
Okay, right, so I'll spoil it for you then. So he's like a security guard, right?
Mm.
But then he gets involved... I think he gets involved in, like, an aeroplane crash or something, but he's the only survivor.
Oh.
Right. Sorry?
Go on.
What? This is a good film.
It's all about him every time, isn't it?
03459-455-555. It's genuinely a good film. So he's like... And it turns out, basically, what... I'll cut to the twist.
Go.
Samuel L. Jackson... is convinced that superheroes are real, right?
Oh.
And so he's like a massive terrorist, and he's blowing up planes, and he's blowing up buildings, and he's doing all these things.
To try and tempt them out.
Because every superhero has an origin story.
Yes.
Where they're the ones that have walked away from tragedy.
Yeah, been bitten by spiders.
Bruce Willis walks away from this aeroplane crash, and he's going, and Samuel Jackson's going, I think you're a superhero. And jog on, man, I'm not a superhero.
Just lucky.
Turns out, he's a flippin'... At the end, you see him pumping, like, £1 million worth of weight. Anyway, it turns out he's a superhero. I've spoiled
Gosh,
it.
That it's sounds
a,
excellent.
No, 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 but it's a brilliant film. It's done in a brilliant, brilliant way.
I watched a new superhero thing this week. It was really good yesterday.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Supergirl.
Now, is that the one starring Peter Cook?
No, it's a series. It's a new series,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah, go on.
And I thought it was going to be rubbish.
Is it all romantic? like Smallville.
It's not all romantic. There's a little bit. There's a frisson there. I think you need that.
Yeah.
You never guess who she fancies, though.
Well, Superman's like her brother. Cousin.
Cousin.
Yeah.
Right? She's not met him yet. One of his mates she fancies. Guess which one?
Jimmy Cooper.
Little Jimmy Olsen.
Jimmy Olsen.
Except little Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah.
He's a fine, tall black man.
No.
Yes.
He's not.
He's beautiful.
He's not. He's a scrawny little ginger with freckles.
No, not in this one, he ain't.
Oh, for crying out
loud.
He's
like the sort of, you know, ace reporting photographer man.
Anyway.
It was good anyway.
All these people that say, I don't like Halloween, it's Americanism. Actually, it's not. It's British, possibly German. Don't matter. It's irrelevant. There aren't enough dates in the calendar where we can dress up and
as grown-ups
and mess around. Mm-hmm. Or as kids as well. There's not enough dates in life, the year, is pretty rubbish.
Yeah.
Life sucks, let's be honest. And there are very few moments of light and colour and brilliance throughout our lives, OK? Mm-hmm. If we look at it from a distance. And throughout the year, there's a few. There's birthdays. There's a birthday. You got your Christmas. You got your New Year. And
oh,
that's
I hate
it.
New Year, though.
Oh, I hate New Year as well, right. There aren't... So all these people are saying, oh, well, Halloween, we shouldn't have it. Of course
why
we shouldn't have it.
Why not have
another day in the year? Why not have another 10 days in the year where we get to dress up, we get to talk to people we've never met before, and we get to give
whoa,
each other
whoa,
little
whoa,
things?
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
what?
I'm not doing that.
That's what Halloween is.
I don't want to talk to people I don't want... I don't know.
Only briefly. We're not... I mean, I've got enough friends.
Yeah.
I don't need any more friends.
I'm not doing that.
It's like people keep saying, have you heard this band? I don't need to. I'm 42. I've got enough bands. Mm-hmm. I know what I like. I don't need any new bands. Thank you very much indeed. Mm-hmm. But why not have another 10 dates in the calendar where we can dress up and mess around? We went to a fireworks do last night where I was the only parent dressed up.
Outrageous.
I was the Batman. I was 90s Batman. It's the only costume I've got. I might treat myself to a knife Darth Vader. But then tonight we're going to go trick-or-treating.
Cool.
Brilliant.
I always dress up when the kids are dressing up. And I get told that I'm weird. But I think it would be weird not to dress up. From the kids' point of view, it's weird if they're the only ones dressed up.
It's a good time. No, I tell you what, though, kids' costumes this year... There's been a run on skeleton costumes.
Has there?
Everyone was wearing skeletons last night.
Well, I've got no skeletons in my closet.
Oh, sorry.
No, I mean,
nine,
you know, this time around,
five.
I've got a witch and a cat. Oh.
Oh.
Faster, mate.
There we go. 03459 455 555.
Ride your pony. Get on your pony and ride. All right, that new. Shoot! Shoot! Shoot!
So I was telling you, so Scott and I... by the way, listen, you can call in if you want. You don't have to call in if you don't want. It's groovy. 034... The way it works, very quickly, let me just explain, because hey, you know... congratulations. You know that... Well, I don't blow my own trumpet primarily because I don't have one, but the station figures... way up in the sky.
Yeah, how can that be, though?
Way up. Well, I guess...
They won't show us any graphs.
We'll get a graph this week, but I'm guessing that... a big thank you to everyone on the BBC Three Counties Radio listeners page who's been supporting us so much. Way up there. I mean, incredible. So thank you for that. So we've got new listeners to the show, so let me just explain very quickly. Kath and I sit here for 2 hours and we just chat. And we try not to talk before the show. We didn't talk before the show today. We kind of just talked about coffee and... there's a nutty woman out in the park, right? We're in Dunstable, right? With what could be described as arrogant squirrels.
I mean, they're ferocious.
They
don't care.
They're ferocious. And she sat down with her little kiddies.
Cross-legged like a hippie, right?
Trying to tempt the squirrels over. One of those children is going to lose, well...
A face.
I was going to say they go for nuts, but yeah, probably a face.
Yeah.
Vicious, horrible little things. They're rats. You know, squirrels are rats with...
Well, they're more attractive rats.
They've got a good bush. Bushy tails is the things. What other animals are rats? Pigeons are rats?
Rabbits a bit.
Yeah, rabbits. Rabbits...
they're cute. That's what... nature made them cute, so we wouldn't kill more.
Who did the PR for rabbits? Because that is a cracking deal. Mm-hmm.
The same guy who did dormice. They're cute too.
Dormice are cute, even though mice, as we know, are incontinent.
Oh, I know.
So
rats are too. We used to have pet rats when I was a student. Weed everywhere.
Rats and mice can dislocate their spines. That's how they get through. That's why they can go under the crack of a door, because they dislocate their flipping spinage.
But it's the rats you've got to worry about, because they're clever. They learn stuff. They learn about patterns.
Yeah.
They used to respond to their names, the ones we used to keep.
Oh, they didn't.
Seriously.
No, they did
Seriously,
not.
Seriously, they
My
did.
My dog doesn't respond to her flipping name.
They responded to their names. Benny and Bjorn. Right? And they used to wee everywhere, but they were clever. I told you about the thing we did where we decided we would play with them.
Very quickly. Oh, so you call up 03459 455505. You speak to Jen. She'll call you back, so it will hardly cost you anything. Once you hear us on your phone, then you just jump in the conversation.
Right, monkey nut, cotton.
I don't know what a monkey nut is.
Well, it's like
a peanut.
Yeah, but
it's
still in the thing.
Well, so that's a peanut.
So it looks like.
Why would you call it? Why would a peanut have two different names?
Because when I say peanut, you would think of a shelled one. I'm talking about the ones that look like an eight.
Okay,
like a wrinkly eight.
Okay, like binoculars.
Yeah.
My favourite thing in films is when they're looking through binoculars and you see through the binoculars and you see the shape of the binoculars. Because you don't see the shape of the binoculars when you're looking through binoculars. My second favourite film is when you're something like in Paranormal Activity, where you're watching stuff that's been shot on a home video camera,
yes,
and you see the battery and the red flashing light. You don't get that, I don't think.
Not anymore, you don't. In the olden days you did. So anyway, we tied it round the middle, the thin bit of the eight. Right, we tied the cotton round the thin bit of the eight. We dangle it in front of this rat.
Yeah.
The rat looked at it.
Yeah.
And I swear to you, didn't even attempt to go for it.
Yeah.
Within a second and a half,
yeah,
just bit through the top of the cotton, took the nut.
Well, that's not clever. That's obvious.
No. A kitten wouldn't work that out. A kitten would play with that for ages.
A kitten would play with it, but a kitten would play with it knowing it didn't want to eat a nut.
Right, OK. If you wrapped a dead mouse in some cotton...
What?
..and dangled it in front of your cat...
Yeah, it'd play with it. Fun. Exercise.
Play with it, yeah. But it wouldn't think to nip through the old cotton, would it?
Well, it wouldn't want to. Well, then it's just got a mouse that's just going to be lie dormant. A dormant dormouse.
To eat.
They don't eat mice. They eat everything
apart from the guts, don't they?
So, anyway, how on earth did we get onto that? Oh, the squirrel.
Clever vermin.
Squirrels. Scott. So...
Wow, if he hadn't fallen out with you now...
Yeah, well, he's not listening. He's busy listening to some podcast or some fat has-been. Anyway, so he got upset, right, because I keep winding him up, because he watched the Baba... Is it the Babadook?
Babadook.
The Babadook, right?
I've never seen it, but I've heard lots about it. It's one
so
of those.
So he watched the Babadook, right?
The Babadook.
And then he wrote on Twitter, "Oh, I've just watched the Babadook. It was so scary, I couldn't move. I was crying." Right. So then, like, honestly, and he's like a proper geezer. He's like, if you know, who's the gardener on CBeebies? Mr. Vegetables. Who's he?
Mr. Bloom.
He's like a Cockney version of Mr. Bloom. Dead hard, fit, but you know, looks like
hard.
A mod.
Yeah, he looks like a little mod.
Yeah, exactly. So does Mr. Bloom. Mr. Bloom is based on Paul Weller. You know that, don't you?
Why is he talk like that then?
They had to, otherwise Paul Weller could have sued. It was close enough that Paul Weller would have been able to sue. So he, oh, I'm scared. I've watched the Babadook.
Right. You're doing his voice now.
So I keep texting, going, Scott, is there any chance you could do this for me? Or are you still crying because you watched a scary film? I can't believe that there is any film now that would scare me.
Oh, it's different watching it with other people, though. Which one would you watch on your own? Would you watch The Ring on your own?
The Ring's not scary. It's a video. Videos aren't scary. Video cassettes. It's a VHS video cassette. VHS video cassette's not scary.
Oh, would you watch The Blair Witch Project on your own?
Yeah, I watched The Blair Witch Project, right. I remember we got it from America. My friend Daisy, second mention of the show, brought it for us on VHS from America. And me and my girlfriend at the time watched it, right. And just as it starts to get really scary when they go down the stairs into the cellar, it stopped.
Oh.
It was the most unscary thing in the world.
Travel news for Beds, Cards and Bugs.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Good afternoon. Busy on the motorways at the moment, anti-clockwise on the M25. Slow from 17 on Maple Cross towards 16 for the M40. The M1 northbound, that's looking busy around Junction 11. That's the A505 on Dunstable Road. Busy around Watford as well, Exchange Road, the A411, that's looking slow around Upton Road. And everything looking good still on public transport. Gary King, BBC Three Counties Radio.
The next travel bulletin is in 30 minutes.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
There was a little swish there at the end. 03459 455 555 is the telephone number. So, basically, I don't think there is any film that's ever... I'm going to watch The Babadook. Is that what it's called? I don't even...
The name
puts me off. It's on Netflix, I think. And the description on Netflix, like, there's a scary book and it haunts a family. Flip it. All right, yeah, next. Thing is, as a grown-up, how can any film be scary? Because I know how the film industry works. It's actors and it's scripts and it's lights, and there'll be 100 people filming that scary scene.
All right, I'll tell you one scene, and it's in a film that's not actually that scary, but one scene that messed with mind for a long time.
Go on then, go on.
Do you remember the Drew Barrymore bit in Scream? Where she's standing next to the window on the phone.
Scream's a comedy film.
Yeah, I know, but... Right, first of all...
What?
When you saw Drew Barrymore in it, you thought, oh, she's going to be a main character. You didn't expect her to get bumped off right at the beginning. Spoiler alert, sorry. I should have said that before.
I went to the cinema once and saw a Scream
film. But yeah, she stood by the window and he's saying, I can see you. Oh, no, that sort of stuff really made... Ooh.
But it's a comedy film. How can you be scared by a comedy?
Still people getting killed.
Yeah, but it's... I mean, it's not proper people getting killed.
It's Drew Barrymore.
Here we go, I have some of this.
Oh,
You've done something. What have you done?
I'm just refusing to enjoy that song.
You've got. Oh, you don't like her, do you, Lauren Laverne?
No, and it's not her fault. So
I like Lauren. I like Lauren. I've worked with Lauren. As you should know, she asked me out once.
Did you say that?
She did. She asked me out.
She said we're all going to the pub. Are you coming?
Yeah.
Wow, it sounds like I've been asking you out for about 3 years then.
Her and Minnie. Here's the famous women I've been chatted up with.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
Lauren Laverne, the dirty one from Girls.
Wow. Well, Party Harding.
Did you just make that up?
No, I've been calling her that for a while. I hate her as well.
Okay, did you make that up at some point?
Yeah.
Party Harding, okay. Party Harding, Sarah Party Harding.
I hate her because when I was in Labour, she was on the telly.
Wowzers.
Moaning about falling off a pony. I was thinking, you want to be in here?
Mini Driver.
Okay.
Yeah, that silenced you, didn't it?
That was another one where she said, we're all going to the chippy.
But she came... It wasn't the chippy. She came up to me specifically and there was... Hello?
Hello. Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, exactly. That's where he's going next.
No,
that's the one he finishes with.
No.
This repertoire.
I finished with Angelina Jolie. No.
Because she kissed him.
I'm not finishing off with Angelina Jolie. She did not ask me out.
She kissed
him. She was going out still with Billy Bob Thornton at the time. Mm. She stood waiting to talk to me for 3 minutes while I spoke to an old Canadian woman. Mm. See her at the corner of my eye and I thought, I'm going to play this call. And then when I finished, I turned and I went, yes, you approach. And she said, I just want to say...
Gosh.
I think you're a really funny guy.
And that's
the noise I made, Katya.
Exactly, Katya.
She kissed me like I've never been kissed before. She kissed me.
Except by your grandma.
Crying out loud. Well, I've forgot that song. It's a good song. Terence Trent D'Arby. You know that song? She kissed me He's good, Terence Trent D'Arby.
I've got a couple of his albums that my friend was going to chuck out and I rescued them.
Neither Fish Nor Flesh is going to be... If I've got it on my iPod, I've bravely... It's a great album. I've bravely...
But then he did a pervy one, didn't he? You know, like Prince went pervy.
Oh, yeah, he did that one. I've got... I bravely, Katya, I have wiped everything off of my iPod and I've started again and I just plugged it into my computer. My iPod only contains a tiny percentage of all my music, right? But now, half the music's on one computer, half's on the other and I can't combine the two. Anyway.
Gosh, that's a luxury problem.
Here's a luxury.
Oh!
So now, 03459 455 555. So now, Katya,
yeah,
I've just put a load of random shiz on my iPod and that's
random
what you're getting.
What?
Shiz.
With the emphasis on the latter.
Yeah.
Right. I wanted to say, you know the Babadook? Babadook. Hello, Babadook? You have to watch the...
yes, the Babadook.
You can watch the short movie that the director did, I think 10 years ago. She's a lady. And you can watch Legally, the short movie that she did.
Oh, here we go. Katya thinks that watching things on YouTube's going to get her locked up.
She does. Well, she's been buying hooky DVDs off eBay.
Because that's legal.
She bought a movie. Yeah. Well, how much did that movie cost you on eBay?
£1.87.
Yeah, because that's what DVDs go for, is £1.87.
It's not hooky. It is not. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Can you say the hooky babadooky?
No. So try and watch Monster, the short movie.
I'm not going to.
Why?
He's going to go straight for the Babadook.
I'm not going to be scared by the Babadook because I'm a 42-year-old man.
Well,
I know that ghosts are not real, monsters are not real, books are not real.
Do you remember when we thought they were though?
Yes.
They were good times.
Yes.
But the question is, how would you redesign the Men at Work sign?
Wow, where did that come from?
Blimey!
No, I really thought about that really hard today, and Roger as well. And we don't have the answer to that. 1 in 10 people.
What?
Yeah, they think that the Men at Work sign is sexist.
What's wrong with being sexy?
Sexist.
It's a Spinal Tap quote. Don't worry. Why is it sexy? It was Men at Work.
How would you describe a woman at work on the road?
If she's digging, then she'll have trousers on. Her silhouette would be the same.
I'll tell you how I describe her, Katya. Absent, because I've never seen a woman digging up a road. And that's not being sexist. I have never seen a woman digging up the road or laying a cable.
Exactly. Tell you what, though.
Yeah, that's true.
It's true.
If you'd been in my house this morning, you would have seen a woman wielding a hot glue gun like she knew what it was for.
Did you lay a cable this morning?
No, I fixed... Well, I, this starts to get a bit less butch. I fixed a party dress with it.
But you see? I've never... So one in ten. I bet those one in ten are like Guardian Careful. Writers.
I don't know.
They're men. There'll be men that write for The Guardian.
Okay.
It's not sexist. When have you ever seen a woman digging up a road?
Never. That's what Roger said. He said, I've never seen that. Roger's
her fictional boyfriend. He doesn't actually exist.
I've heard her mention him before.
Yeah, doesn't
she
actually.
She keeps saying it like it's real.
Well, how would you redesign it then, Katia?
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry?
Oh, I have seen women digging up the road.
When?
On this really, that pervy video. It was in Eric Prydz one. But I think that'd been, yeah, exactly. It was an excuse for pneumatic action.
They were doing it in bikinis, weren't they?
Yeah.
Wowzers.
Which has got to be against health and safety.
It really has these
You're
days.
You're not something out or off.
No, go and, I tell you what, while I'm digging up the road, love, why don't you go and make us a nice cup of tea?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So, Katia, you've redesigned it, have you?
Well, I was thinking about it. And you can buy them on eBay, the men at work sign.
I don't want...
Why do you want one?
I don't know. It would be great to have one at home.
Well, yeah, no, if you're a student...
why don't you go and steal one late at night? Obviously,
don't.
I'm not condoning that, but that's what we... Okay, what signs did you... What stolen goods did you have in your student house?
We had a tree at one point.
Did you really?
I got quite cross about that.
Why?
Because it's in the middle of the living room and it appeared one morning.
We had the cones.
We had a flyover sign from McDonald's, from the McDonald's near Coventry.
We had one of those magic lights, you know, the flashing yellow lights that never run out of
Everyone
battery.
Had those.
My sister, and respect her, do you know what? They moved to New Zealand. I think they've taken it to New Zealand. She certainly had it in her last house. She used to live, I think, in Elgin Avenue in London. I think that's what it was. She had that street sign when she moved, got drunk, nicked it. Nicked it. It was constantly in her house. What an example to set to her kids.
Terrible, isn't it?
I mean, really, though. Were you a student, Katia?
Oh, yes. I still am.
A student of?
Studying life in
studying,
general.
Studying life. Well, why don't you study English a bit more?
That's so rude.
That's awful. Why don't you speak French to her?
That's really rude.
She can't speak French. She can't remember French.
True, a bit.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
03459 455 505. When was the last time, right, you listened to some music? This chair. Imagine having a radio studio, right, where the main chair is as squeaky as flip.
It is. Flip, your flies are partially undone.
Not partially, look. Can sort that out.
I think that's what might have been squeaking.
When was the last time? Rusty.
Put some WD-40 on it.
When was the last time you listened to music?
Well, I like to think I listen to it every time.
No. When was the last time...
Don't wag your finger at me.
When was the last time, and you can answer this at home, dear listener, when was the last time you listened to music?
Okay, what's the answer?
Well, I don't know.
You're not going to let me off, are you?
Okay, I'm going to say, what are you now, 39?
38.
I'm going to say, for you, 17 years ago.
Why?
Was the last time you listened to music?
No, I was probably very drunk by then.
And did nothing else. So not in the car driving, not at home with the kids or reading a book, where you thought, I'm going to put a record on.
Last time I did anything by myself.
I'm going to put a record on and I'm going to listen to that record.
Yeah.
You haven't done it for years, have you?
No.
I've not done it since I was about 22. So right. that's 20 years. Mm-hmm. I've started doing it. It's wonderful. I go into the office. It's got a computer. I go into the office and I put a CD on. And it's hard to do because there's a computer there. I want to go online. I can't do it for very long. I can do it for about 10 minutes. Mm. And then the attention span kind of goes and I have to bring myself back in. But the act of actually sitting down and listening to music.
Okay. I think I probably did it properly last Thursday.
Oh.
Because I had the house to myself.
Okay.
And I decided to clear out my record bag.
Right, so you were clearing out the records while you played a record?
No, so I would fish out a record and go, right, let's have a listen to this and find out where the good songs are on it. And I was listening properly.
So you were skipping through the songs?
No, I wasn't skipping.
Did you put an album on and listen to the album?
No.
Then you've not done it.
Well, I was listening to music.
But you weren't. You were listening to music with the aim of sorting out what was good and bad. You had an agenda. The aim is just...
To surrender to the music.
Surrender? to the music.
What if I feel...
And by the way, that's the name of my new late-night ITV2 show produced by Mike Mansfield. Surrender to the music.
But the thing is...
And cue the music.
If I totally surrender to the music, sometimes I might want to dance. Fine, like nobody's watching.
Then let yourself be free. That's
but
the music.
But then that's an activity.
No. But that's the music that is inspiring that activity. Yeah. Actually sitting down. Right. Sorry. 03459 455 555. Quiet on the phones because this conversation is so good. Actually listening to music. We're going to do it now.
Oh, really?
We're going to do it now. We're going to listen. And it's a song.
I was going to nip out for a week.
It's a song, right? The best music to do it. You do it to any music. But songs that you know so well. We're going to listen to two songs today that we know backwards, right? And we're going to appreciate
it.
This is it. We forget the basics. As adults, we forget the childlike simplicity of life. You can have that one. I just made that up.
You can have Surrender to the Music.
Can someone get a picture of a... what do we call Indians these days? Native American in silhouette.
They call themselves Indian, so...
Yeah. So if we can have a picture of a Native American, please, in silhouette. And what did I just say about... Something about childlike simplicity.
Blah, blah, blah.
Put Catherine... that up there. Quote, and then Ian Lee. So put that, please. We'll sell that. Tenner each. Beautiful. Put it up in some students' room.
We'll sell it in Athena.
Athena.
Yeah.
There was Athena, and there was also another one called Is It Art? Remember that?
No, I don't remember. That may have
just been a Southern thing. Is it art? Is a question mark. And the answer to most of it was, well, if you think that a picture of a naked man holding a baby is art, then you're a paedophile.
Wow.
That was, it was accept, this, you know, you watch these programmes, acceptable in the 80s. In the 80s and 90s, it was acceptable to have, and it was generally either a black man with a, and you could see his bum holding a white baby.
You could see his bum.
Naked.
You could
see his bum crack.
I never saw that one. I saw the white man with jeans and 80s hair.
No.
And no top on.
They were naked. It was either a black naked man holding a white baby or a white naked man holding a black baby.
No.
You could. Naked.
Is It Art needs locking up, clearly. Athena did not sell that trash.
Honestly.
Wow.
Is It Art? It was... Google it. Google...
Is it legal? It
Google
should be called.
Naked... Man holding baby. Not on that computer, that's mine.
Don't do
it on that computer. 03459 455 555. That was acceptable. Right. So, are we going to listen to a bit of music? Now, this is amazing for two reasons, right? One, it's a song that you and I know backwards. It's a classic. It's a classic that we've heard too many times, right? We've overheard.
Oh.
What?
You're not going to make me listen to, like, Breakfast at Tiffany's or something, are you?
What, is that by Maroon 5?
No, I'm just thinking of things I've heard too many times.
She said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's? I remember the film.
If you put that on, Top Loader or Dodgy, I'm walking.
Ooh, right, hang on a second. Let's find something else. No. Listen, it's a song that we have heard so many times that it was original and breathtaking. Then it was classic. Then it was... Oh, no, not that again. Mm. Then it was classic. Mm. Then it was... turn that off, Mum. Mm. Right, but it's genuinely brilliant. Now, two things. Listen to it with fresh ears. Would you do that for me? Second thing is, right, we know this song. It's a classic. It's a standard, right? Simon and Garfunkel I'm going to play, right? You're going to hear it. You're going to hear them performing it live in concert before it's even been released. So, the audience have never heard... this song.
And they're not fed up with it yet.
No. Well, no. The audience have never... Hang on, we're on CD1. We're on this. The audience have never heard this song.
And Simon and the Garfunkel aren't tired of playing it.
No. Exactly. They hate each other as well while they're singing this.
I love those ones.
So have a listen to this, right? The audience has never heard this song. Oh, hang on a second. David?
Yeah?
Oh, you've got to get a new phone.
Yeah, I know that. Right. I've got a couple of bucks.
Okay, well, we'll stay there and we'll try and come back to you. But your phone line is so poor, I'm considering a move to Memphis. We played that. Do you know that song?
No.
Okay. So this is a song. Stay there, Dave. We're going to come to you after this. You can listen to this with fresh ears, okay? So the audience have never heard this song before, right? So put yourself in that position. Hearing this...
I'm an olden times audience.
This is also one of our new songs. It's called Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Mm-hmm.
feeling small. When tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay
go nuts. The normally sedate Simon and Garfunkel audience go nuts because they know they've heard something special. Isn't it amazing? So that song is so pure and I don't want to say simple because then it becomes a hearsay song lyric and that would demean the effort.
That was very special.
Wasn't it, David? I forgot you were there.
It was. It was...
There we go.
It was an earphones moment.
It was an earphone. It was exactly. Play that on headphones or play it at home in an empty house, loud and proud. It's the song had not even been released. The first time that audience had heard it, and flippin' heck, Art Garfunkel's voice.
It was twice as long as the single we bought.
There we go. Well, there you go. You see, value for money, or was it?
Not only that. I know what it is to listen to music because it's two words that don't seem to belong together.
Sorry?
It's relaxed concentration.
Oh, I see. The very description, the very definition of Zen. I think.
Yes, I suppose it could be.
I don't actually know what Zen is.
But there are two ways to listen to music. There's the relaxed concentration way.
Yeah.
And there's the properly listening to the words, which sometimes I find a lot of people don't do. You go to people's weddings and you think, what, you chose this as your first dance? Have you not heard what they're saying to each other?
Oh, yeah. I remember for years digging the love song Don't Worry Baby by the Beach Boys. It's about having a car race. It's about him having a car race to show off to his missus. That's what it is. It's not. I mean, it's kind of a love song, but it's not about, well, you know, and boys and girls. It's about cars.
People always play Band of Gold at weddings. It's about being left on your wedding night, isn't it? Since you've been gone, all that's left is a Band of Gold. Meanwhile, everyone's up there going, oh, yeah, Band of Gold, it's a wedding.
I tell you a good one for that. I might play one in a bit. Are you a fan of the Eels?
No.
Do you not know the Eels?
I don't know them.
They had one. Do you know the Eels, David?
I know the name, but right. I didn't have to quote a song before.
They had one hit. I wonder if I've got it. They had one kind of hit in the mid-90s, going over to Susan's house. Do you remember that?
That rings a bell.
The lead singer, right? The Eels is basically one guy. It's a bloke called Mr. E, and he's I don't know if he's bipolar, but he's depressive, right? He suffers from depression a lot. All of his songs. Beautiful freak. I've got to be careful because some of them are quite...
sweary.
Some of them are quite sweary. Have a listen to this, right? So this is a little bit of Susan's House. This was the hit. If you're going to remember... If you're going to remember one, this is the one you'd remember.
Yeah.
Hang on, have a listen.
Going over to Susan's House.
Remember this?
Yeah.
Radio hit.
Down Baxter Street. Nothing hiding behind this picket fence. There's a crazy old woman smashing bottles on the sidewalk where her house burnt down 2 years ago. People say that back then, she really wasn't that crazy.
Remember this? This is a great song. Do you remember that, David? Sorry?
I've got the faintest recollection.
No, you haven't. You're just saying that, so you're part of the game.
Was that ever played on the North Sea pilot, Caroline?
Yeah. It was in the 90s. Hadn't Caroline finished then? When did Caroline finish? Anyway, so the Eels, right, basically all of their songs are miserable, but I'll play one after the news. They've got one song that's really upbeat, and you're singing, oh, man, it's a really... But actually, you listen to the lyrics, it's about... I think it's probably about suicide. Mm. It's hard work. The best songs are the songs...
I've not heard it.
Yes?
The reason why I've not heard it is I almost never listened to the radio during the 1990s.
Why, were you in prison?
No, I got fed up with radios being stolen out of my cars.
We got fed up with radios being stolen out of cars, so you never listened to radios?
Yeah, I was too busy. I was
too busy chasing crooks? All right, give me my radio back, you little so-and-so!
Yeah, all I saw was a pair of heels and no radio anymore.
Well, but you still managed to get the Birds lyrics down.
Oh, of course.
David, listen, course. We got there in the end. I appreciate that. 03459 455 555. I'm going to find the upbeat. The Eels are brilliant, but you can't listen to more than three or four songs in a row.
It starts to send you down.
Oh, man alive. But his voice. I tell you what, let's have a bit of this.
Travel news for Beds, Cards and Bugs.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Good afternoon. The M1 northbound, the entry slip road at junction 10 for Luton Airport Spur Road. It's partly blocked at the moment due to a broken down vehicle. Also busy northbound around junction 11 That's for the Dunstable Road. M25 anti-clockwise looking slow from 17 at Maple Cross towards 16 for the M40. And at Watford, the A41 on North Western Avenue, that's looking slow around the Dome roundabout. Good news, though, everything looking good still on public transport. Gary King, BBC Three Counties Radio.
Gary, thank you very much indeed. So 03459 455 555 is the telephone number. Listen, I can see a couple of people calling. Put your phone down now, because we're going to go and get a cup of coffee and, you know, it's a very relaxed vibe. So the person who's calling and your number ends 0862, put your phone down. Give us a call again in a couple of minutes, OK? And bear in mind, this show can't last forever. Yes, it finishes at 2 o'clock, but, you know one of the suits at the BBC is going to tune in one day and go, those guys aren't talking about anything. We better, So get it while you can, huh?
And vocal across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Louise Parry. The headlines: investigation into Russian airplane crash, Luton drugs gang jailed for 60 years, and concern over plans for NHS charges.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
A Russian plane with more than 200 people on board has crashed in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. The Airbus A321 was en route from the Egyptian resort of Sharm el-Sheikh to St. Petersburg when it reportedly got into technical difficulties. The Egyptian Prime Minister Sharif Ismail spoke to reporters before flying to the scene.
There is an operations team from the Civil Aviation Ministry going now to the crash site to start an investigation. This is a normal procedure worldwide. Of course, we are in contact with the Russian ambassador.
Two teenage girls have been bailed following a suspected shooting in Buckinghamshire last weekend. Two boys aged 15 and 17 are being treated in hospital for serious leg injuries after shots were fired in Burnham on Sunday. Three men and a boy were arrested on suspicion of attempted murder but released without charge. The girls from Slough, who were 15 and 17, were arrested on suspicion of possessing a firearm and have been bailed until November the 4th. Eight members of a Luton drugs gang have been jailed for a total of 61 years. The organised crime group sold heroin and cocaine with a street value of more than £5 million, Jane Killick reports.
Bedfordshire police say at its peak, the gang was taking more than 1,200 calls a week on their street dealing phone. The longest sentence was given to 29-year-old Abdul Samad from Midhurst Gardens, who was jailed for 19 years. Yesterday, the final member was sentenced to 8.5 years after 24-year-old Kamrul Rahman from Foxglove Way pleaded guilty to supplying drugs.
The Romanian president, Klaus Iohannis, has said that safety regulations seem to have been ignored at a basement nightclub in Bucharest where a fire killed 27 people. It's believed the fire was caused by fireworks used during a concert. More than 150 others were injured. Two people have been injured in separate car crashes at roundabouts in Milton Keynes early this morning. Just after 1 o'clock, fire crews released an injured man from a car at the Pagoda roundabout on Portway. Then at 4:15, emergency services attended a collision involving one car at Oak Grove roundabout at the junction with Brickhill Street, in which another man was injured. Doctors' leaders have raised concerns over government plans to extend the system of charging foreign patients for NHS care in England. The Department of Health is considering the idea of charging non-European nationals for emergency treatment, including the cost of ambulance call-outs and visits to casualty departments. And in sport, Australia and New Zealand will meet in the final of the Rugby World Cup this afternoon at Twickenham. Both teams are looking to make history by winning the William Webb Ellis Trophy for the third time, with the All Blacks looking to become the first team to retain the trophy. And the weather, cloudy but dry this afternoon with a few sunny outbreaks, then staying dry overnight with some dense fog in places. You can get the latest news and sport online at bbc.co.uk/threecounties.
Thank you very much. 03459 455 555. We just had a couple of people trying to call during the news. I told everyone just to chill out because we're all going off. Come in, Jen, bring them in. We're all going to the toilet and Jen's made coffees and stuff like that. So if you want to call now is an excellent time. The way it works, you call up, you speak to Jen, she takes your number, she calls you back. So it doesn't even cost you that much money. When you hear me and Catherine talking down the phone, you're probably on the radio. So, the Eels. You'd like the Eels, and I don't know them well enough. I've got a few of their albums, but talking about listening to music, I don't really sit down and listen to an Eels. But listen to this guy's voice. Let's have... this is the upbeat one, and then I'll read you some of the lyrics.
Oh, wow. Do you know what it's like to fall on the floor? Cry your guts out till you got no more. Hey man, now you're really living. Have you ever made love to a beautiful girl? Made you feel like it's not such a bad world? Hey, hey man, now you're really living. Now you're really giving everything. And you're really getting all you gave. Now you're really living what this life is all about. Well, I just saw the sunrise over the hill. Never used to give me much of a thrill. Hey. But hey, man, now I'm really living. Hey. 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 Do you know what it's like to care too much about someone that you're never gonna get to touch? Hey, man, now you're really living. Ever sat down in the fresh cut grass, hey, and thought about the moment and when it will pass? Hey, hey man, now you're really living. Now you're really giving everything. And you're really getting all you gave. Now you're really living what this life is all about. Now what would you say if I told you that? Hey. Everyone thinks you're a crazy old cat. Hey.
What's marvellous is he's turned the lyric, "Do you know what it's like to fall on the floor and cry your guts out till you got no more," into a catchy sing-along.
It is. I mean, he's really delving into the depths of human emotion and finding, not a silver lining, but maybe a light grey one.
You have to tread so carefully because a lot of these have got... I mean, this, just listen to this, Nova, a bit of this. Nova came for the soul. I mean, gosh. Listen.
I know that one.
Do you know that one?
Yeah, everyone knows that one.
Oh, well, that's him.
Well, that's the one then.
I've lived this for years, this one.
This is the one everyone knows.
Is this famous then?
Yeah, I think it might have been on my Life Shine, That's the Best of Indie 1992. And so am I. You'd better give me something
so I don't die. Oh, okay. So that's the hit. That's it. And his dad...
They probably used that on an advert as well.
Probably.
For something really upbeat.
His dad is like a time travel... He's like one of the leading theoretical physicists in the world. Well, he was. I think his dad's dead now. Or is
blimey.
He? Well, string theory.
That's in some dimensions he is.
In some dimensions he is. 03459 455 555 is the telephone. Now, who's that on the line?
I'm afraid it's David again.
You've just been on, David!
You've had a go.
I know, but there's one question for you to kick around.
Right, this is the... Right, OK, listen, I'm saying this with love and respect. I'm going to let you ask this question, and then you're going to have to get a decent phone, because, honestly, it's such an effort. It's such an effort to hear what you're saying, David, and I've got $100,000 headphones on, so people listening at home and in their cars and stuff, they want... Well, in fact, I heard you on Roberto's show the other day. I couldn't make out a blooming word you were saying, so... This is gonna be it.
Okay, you got a promise then.
What got a promise? What?
Of another phone.
Okay, good. Well, so go on then. What have you got? Let's do it. Let's make it good. I feel bad saying it, but you know, I'm an audiophile.
Well, who invented the warble at the end of a line in the last couple of notes in pop and rock music?
You mean a vibrato?
Was it Elvis or was it Buddy Holly?
It was the Big O, wasn't it? Roy Orbison.
Was he around in the 1950s?
Yes, he was very round in the 1950s, David. Thank you.
He got rounder.
I never got Roy Orbison. Pretty Woman's
I
good.
I found him creepy.
Well, he looks like a deviant, doesn't he?
Well, also, I drove all night to creep in your room, woke you from your sleep to make love to you. Is that all right? No, it's not. It's a felony.
Well, but unless you're Mrs. Orbison.
Why are you creeping around then? He knows it's wrong. That's why he's creeping.
He's come back late from a successful tour. You just went all boss-eyed then. Was that as a tribute to Roy Orbison? Seriously? Did you know you did that?
It's because that fan's blown in my eyes.
You went, your left eye went...
Went to the shops.
Yeah, totally. I've never seen that happen before.
I must be tired.
Wowzers. No, I just think Roy Orbison... I tell you what, I like the song he did... didn't he do a song about banging a drum?
How did it go?
Then what was the one? Boom, boom. Was that Drove All Night? There's a Roy Orbison song that goes, boom, boom.
No.
What is that?
Drove All Night was, I had to escape. The city was spooky and cruel.
All right, Donald and Dave. Hey, did you hear about Bob Mortimer?
Yeah, poor lad.
I know, isn't that amazing? Yeah. He's had triple heart bypass. Mm. Flipping heck.
He's only little.
He did like to smoke tabs a lot. He was always smoking when I was with him. But he was big into that, you know, so...
Though
There was a Roy Orbison song, and it's got from like the 80s, the comeback, and it's got kettle drum on it.
Well, let's find it. What are you messing about?
Oh, I can Google it. Who's that on the line?
Afternoon, Ian. Afternoon, Catherine.
Well, hello. And who's that?
It's Guess the Voice from Bletchley Towers. Oh, my God, he's phoned up. I bet you're thinking. I've had an emotional morning.
I've got the song. Goes like this. Hang on a minute. Anything... Oh, the fact that there's no reverb. Good. Anything you want, you got it. Boom, boom. Anything you need, you got it. Boom, boom.
I'd like you not to creep into my room in the middle of the night. Hey, you weirdo. Imagine that looming over you in the darkness.
Him and Bruce Springsteen. Hey, you little girl, is your daddy home? All right, Bruce. He's only tiny, though. Bruce is 4'6". Go on, Mark. What you got?
Well, when I went out at 9 o'clock this morning, I thought I'd go out and buy some CDs. I haven't bought a CD since 2009.
Flipping heck.
I got up to Milton Keynes and go in that big shop, which starts with three letters. I thought, there's loads of stuff. I'm a bit out of touch with CDs and stuff. So I bought all these CDs. I bought loads. I bought Pat Boone, Tommy Steele, Dion.
Hang on. You said you're out of touch and you bought Pat Boone.
You twit.
I bought a Petula Clark, Susan Morn, Anthony Newley,
I had a terrible... And I think I've taken him off me because I've reset my iPad, my iPlayer. What do they call this? What do they call the Walkman?
An iPod.
Yeah, an iPod. I had a terrible... I think I got rid of me Newley.
Oh, he gives me the creeps and all.
Oh, there was a terrible... He did, like, an album in the 80s, Anthony Newley. Hang on a minute. This is... This popped up, right? And, of course, you know David Bowie based the entire act on Anthony Newley. This popped up the other day, right? Listen, these are the worst... Hang on, stay there, Mark. I'll come back to you. Yeah. These are the worst lyrics ever.
Well, worse than Desiree.
Worse than Desiree.
Wow.
Have some of this.
Can't seem to talk about you very well. Hard to find the colours for your smile, although you haunt my conscience like a child, hungry in the dark, the lark ascending.
Oh, pack it in.
Why have you got a hungry child in the dark? Turn the light on and give him a sandwich. And what does he say at the start? It's very
rude.
That first line really is. Here we go. There's more.
I heard you on the radio today. All at once I'm falling back in time. That voice you stole from heaven.
Do you like the one show?
No, even God forgives you for the crime.
Oh, no.
He's not even... I mean...
Played you on the radio.
Hang on a second. But if you were to phrase it like this, if you'd say, well, you know David Bowie is releasing a new album in time for Christmas. We have an advanced copy. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome for the first time ever, this is the new David Bowie single, Too Much Woman.
Thank you. can't seem to talk about you.
Oh, it's great to have David back, ladies and gentlemen. David Bowie, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. David Bowie.
What was his last song called? What day is it? Where? What was it? Who am I? Where am I? Or something.
He did. I like the one he does about Strawberry Fair. I haven't got that. This is him re-recording like lots of his classic songs. I mean, this is the classic. And hats off to.
Oh no.
You know, he wrote the Willy Wonka music, all the songs.
Gather round, the Candyman is here.
Inappropriate. Yeah. Don't take sweets off that man.
Jog on, Tony. You're about 72 now, mate.
I thought Candyman was all about drugs anyway.
Oh, for crying out loud. Well, why can't we have some innocence?
It is in, what's that film? Madagascar. When he gets shot with the dart gun.
Oh, yeah, he goes all psychedelic. Here's the thing. So I bought, for 99p, Mark, I bought around the corner in a shop that doesn't know what they've got there, I bought the Sweet Charity soundtrack. Mm. I love the Sweet Charity soundtrack. That come and take a tip with daddy. The Sammy Davis Jr. song.
So, we sang that in my choir.
Well, there's a song on there, right? Again, I don't know my way around my iPod anymore, so I can't play. There's a song in there and I went, oh, flipping heck, I know that. And it's hang on a minute, I can. Oh. Basically, one of my favourite songs, it turns out they've sampled, and I can't find it. They've sampled from the Sweet Charity soundtrack. It means nothing as, I can't find the song that... hang on a minute. It's that one. And I'd never heard the entire soundtrack. Anyway, you carry on, Mark, while I try and find it.
Anyway, you bought all these old-timers on CD. Then what happened?
Right. You can picture this, Catherine. I've got all these pile of CDs. I thought, I better stop now. I might not have enough money. So I walked up to the counter to pay for them all.
Yes.
And the bloke scanned them like you do, and he's put them in a bag and everything sort of thing, you know. And he said... Blimey, he says, my grandfather remembers a lot of these. At that point, I sort of sank, because I'm only 58, but I'm thinking...
You sound older.
Oh, dear. I bought all these CDs. The Anthony Nooney CD is brilliant. It's got most of those old Decca singles.
I bet it's not. The only good song he did, right? I mean, Anthony Nooney was, for a while, was massive, right? What was the music he wrote? Was it Stop the World, I Want to Get Off?
That was in there, actually, but I didn't buy it.
He wrote that, right?
There.
And he had, like, pop hits, and he was getting some top-notch... said something very rude.
Yeah, all I know is he was married to Joan Collins.
He married
and they
some
had
pop
a
women.
Child. Do you imagine? Oh, beautiful. She looks like him.
Yeah, she did.
Tara Newley.
Listen, right, Mark, Mark, thank you for that. 03459 455 555. There's a lot of music in today's show, and do you know what? I don't mind. So this is... I didn't realise that this is a sample from Sweet Charity. This whole bit ripped off. This bit isn't. Now we're going into...
bit of dub.
Oh, let's have a little bit of dub, shall we? and on it goes. I love Pizzicato 5. They're the band. When I was in Japan, I went to buy some Pizzicato 5 mm-hmm. CDs, and I went into Tower Records. I think they still have Tower Records in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. It's the only one in the world. And I went in there. I put some great records in that Tokyo Tower Records. Flipping it. And I said to the woman, Pizzicato 5 CDs, please.
Why did you do Frank Spencer?
I was enunciating.
Yeah.
And she went, oh, Pizzicato 5 CDs. And we were there for like a minute. And she...
Is it uncomfortable?
It was uncomfortable. She was never going to...
Japanese don't like responding in the negative either, do they?
No, this could have gone on all night. And I was about to walk on, and I just thought, oh, what the hell. Pizzicato 5 CD, please. She went, oh, I'm Pizzicato 5.
Wow, you did a Mickey Rooney and it paid off.
I did the voice, didn't do the face. Did the voice. She took me to the Pizzicato 5 thing, and I spent an absolute blooming fortune.
My Japanese encounter with someone who didn't want to give me bad news was when me and my sister decided to go for a walk. We had a map.
Yeah.
Couldn't read the street signs.
No.
Couldn't ask people for directions. So we just followed the railway line.
Yeah.
So we were going along. We were going for ages. I said, my sister, Vic, we're going to have to ask someone where the hell we are. Let's stop this girl on the bike. She looks nice. So we stopped her and we showed her the map and said, where are we on here? Mm-hmm. Where are we?
Because if you split the sentence in half flip those halves over, it works. They understand.
She looked at it and she went, and it seemed to last forever. And she went, you're not a map. We managed to walk off the whole map.
You're not a map.
She didn't want to tell us, though, bless her.
Wowzers. It is Halloween tonight, and as I say, the year is the life is flipping hard work, really. So we should have more days, more nights where we dress up, where we celebrate, where we eat sweets and kids make lots of noise and dance around and do groovy things.
And where you spoil your tea.
And the thing about Halloween as well, mm-hmm. right, is... The rules are pretty clear cut. You got your light on. You got pumpkin outside.
You're asking for it.
You're asking for it. And if you've got a light on, it's a bit. And also, all this thing, all these people going, well, what about the old people? What about the old people who live in fear? I don't know. No. Are there any old people that are terrified of their doorbell ringing?
I don't think it's like it was in the 70s and 80s where, you know, any door was a goal, so to speak.
Thanks very much indeed.
Do you remember that? You would just go and bang on anyone's door. Or if you were doing trick or treating, I wasn't allowed because my parents thought it was begging. But, you know, now, if you've not got all the accoutrements outside, then you're not asking to be visited.
No one, apart from actual little show-and-shows, crooks, no one does, like, tricks. The trick thing is, guess what, it's kind of a myth. You'll get yobbos, but then they would find an excuse to go and chuck eggs at someone's house anyway. So no one does anything bad. I think maybe we should reintroduce the bad thing, but reintroduce that element of danger to it. Trick or treat.
Show me what you got.
See what you got, kids. Go on then. You're 6 and what, 9? Your mum's there. What you going to do? Have some of that.
If I was the mum, though, you know that there would be something very nasty coming your way.
You'd be a poo through the letterbox. Don't worry, my dog would eat it.
Oh. She's not stopped that yet.
Oh, for crying out loud. You come down in the morning and
what are you feeding her?
Well,
that is the better option.
You come down in the morning, right? And you can see where she's done a poo in the kitchen because there's like
but
a stain
on the
floor.
But there's only puppy ones now, right?
Well, I don't know the difference. But if you take her out for a walk, she'll eat a
it's
horse
not a
one.
Massive...
What were the myths when you were growing up, the Halloween myths? Razor blades and apples.
Oh, yeah.
There's razor blades and apples.
Drugs instead of Smarties.
Oh, I would have loved that. I would have loved that. I would have loved...
What, 6?
Why the hell not? You know, get in early. Drugs instead of Smarties. You're still not supposed to take drinks because of it was LSD in my day.
Don't have anything unwrapped. There's my tip there. Don't have anything that's not wrapped up. I mean...
Yeah.
Why would you?
Homemade... don't have homemade stuff because, I mean, levels of hygiene these days, it's really unacceptable. 03459... 455-555. And there was always... Was there a haunted house where you lived? Like an abandoned house? Or an old woman that was obviously probably mentally ill, but all of you kids said was a witch?
There was a shack in the woods.
There was a what?
A shack
she
in the woods.
She said shack.
A shack.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say a shed, but I'm trying to be American. Shack. There was, you know, sort of an old tumble-down, you know, your standard haunted shack.
Yeah.
That we would go and... bang on the door and run away.
Yeah. And was there anyone in there?
No, it was just a shed.
We were terrible as kids. I mean, awful. There was... Hello?
Trick or treat.
Trick.
Show us what you got.
I was tricked last year.
Oh.
out of £50,000 by an online lover. What happened?
A little girl knocked on the door. She said, trick or treat. So I said, trick.
Oh.
Cocky.
And she shot me with her water pistol.
Oh, she thought ahead.
Please tell me...
She was packing heat.
Please tell me it was some form of acid or something.
Oh,
in
no,
there.
Don't say that.
Well, no, because otherwise it's not really...
It's a child.
Kids these days, stuff you can buy on the dark web, including kids.
And she said to do it. She didn't want to.
So how much encouragement did... Who is this? Is this Pat?
Yes.
How much encouragement did you have to give her, Pat?
I said, is that a...
Is that a gun in your pocket? Or you couldn't say that to a child.
I said, go on then, do it. And she sort of, like, very gingerly fired the water pistol.
Aww.
Did you give her a treat in the end?
I did, yes.
Well, it's a best of both worlds. Now, what
do you give,
Pat? She was with her dad as well. Her dad and sister were there, so they were coming round with their adults. So.
And this is another thing, right? Very rarely... In fact, we wouldn't do it with our kids. You go around your street. You go around the kind of couple of streets near you. So the odds are you might know the person or you've seen them wandering around. It's not as if you're going up, you know, it's a little bit more organised than these naysayers and these idiots on Facebook would have you believe.
Here's how we do it. And my kids love it. And do you know what they really like? Just being out in the dark with torches.
Love that.
We go from our house, round the corner to my mum's, round the corner to my in-laws, and over to my little goddaughter's grandparents' house.
Yep.
We go to people's houses that we know.
Yeah.
And sometimes on the way, there'll be people with pumpkins who go, oh, let's have a look at your outfit.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
My hubby's going out tonight with a couple of our grandchildren.
All right, I thought you meant he was going on his own.
I'm still here, yeah. I haven't gone.
No, we thought you were saying he was going to go out on his own, that times were tough and he needed to get some refreshers and some drumsticks.
And he said, what do I do? I said... You look at the houses, and if they've got something that's like a pumpkin or you knock on the door, you went, oh, right, OK.
Is he dressing up? Because I went to we're going trick-or-treating tonight, but we went to a do last night, and I was the only dad that dressed up. I was 90s Batman.
He doesn't need to dress up. He's got a beard like a pirate. He's just...
He looks a bit like Lurch.
Yeah.
I'm flipping it.
He sounds hot.
Oh, no, don't diss Pat's husband.
You're dissing him. You said he sounded like Lurch. I was trying to rein it in.
You're not old enough to know Lurch is, are you?
I am, yeah. My dad used to call my first boyfriend Lurch.
was he a tall lad?
He was really tall.
Tall lad with big shoulders. Of course he is. Pat, thank you for that. Have fun. 03459 455 555. That's how it works. You phone up, you speak to Jen, she calls you back. You kind of just chip in with what you got.
I also know who Lurch is. I dressed up as, not Morticia Adams, the cool one.
Who?
Lily Munster.
Oh.
Yeah, I've done that one. I've done the Wicked Queen from Snow White.
Yeah,
terrified the kids.
Yeah.
Maleficent, that's a scary one. And this year I'm going to be the Bride of Frankenstein. What's your problem?
What's your problem?
I've also got a big velvet cape that really finishes the outfits off a treat and scares kids in the streets.
I think we need more colourful days throughout the calendar.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to jump on the back of Diwali. I'd have a bit of Diwali.
If we lived on the continent, there'd be carnival days.
Carnivals. But all this stuff, we need back. We don't need more bank holidays because that will make us less productive as a society.
No, we need more nights out.
We just need more things where on a Friday night, you have some fireworks and kids eat sweets. And you dress up in a silly costume and you turn the lights down low. Perfect.
Exactly.
Well, there are a lot of couples that on a Friday night turn the lights down low and dress up in funny costumes. But I'm talking about more more general than bedroom activities. Although sometimes you go to when I used to live in one of the many places I lived in North London, a place called Endymion Road. And
what's an Endymion?
Sorry?
What is an Endymion?
I don't know.
Is it like a minion?
It's Endymion, was it? There was like this...
I'm going to Google that.
There was this like Spanish cafe, it was Turnpike Lane, Manor House. And there was this Spanish cafe, right, just over the road from us. And there was this door next to this Spanish cafe. And there was like a guy on the door, and it was really... And we said to the guy, what is... We see people going in and out of there. What is in there? He said, you don't want to know.
Oh. We said, no. Makes me really want to know.
We said, no, go on, what is it? Sex club.
Oh.
Flipping heck. Never went
what
in
there. Well,
literally no idea. Thank goodness for
Sweet.
That. Oh, hang on a second. I don't want to play that. I want to play this. Here we go.
Travel news for Beds, Cards and Bugs.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Looking at the M1 northbound, we've got a breakdown at Junction 10, which is the Luton Airport Spur Road. Delays on the entry slip road because it's partially blocked there. Further up the M1 northbound again at Junction 11 at the exit for Dunstable Road, we've got queuing traffic. If you're in the opposite direction, the M25 anti-clockwise through Hertfordshire, the cameras are showing me it's very slow, especially between Junction 17 for Maple Cross and 16 for the M40. Ross Mikhlashevich, BBC Three Counties Radio.
Thank you very much indeed,
sir. For the latest news, sports, weather and travel online.
bbc.co.uk/threecounties.
03459 455 555. Last 30 minutes of the, in inverted commas, show.
Step your memory. The ghost of the love you took from me. Where our love used to be. All the shadows from the past I see. Time can't seem to erase the vision of your smiling face. Though you found something new, I am your old you. There's a ghost in my house. I can't hide from the ghost of your love that's inside. It keeps on calling me. Just keeps on reminding me. In my mind I know you're gone, but my heart keeps holding on to the memories of those happy times, to the love that once was mine. Though we're far apart, you're always in my heart. There's a ghost in my house. I can't hide in my house. This ghost of your love that's inside. You're still such a part of me. Cause the deepest a part of me. I just keep hearing your footsteps on the stairs. Well, I know there's no one there. Every day I love you more. So much more than the day before. Sitting in my easy chair, I feel your fingers running through my hair. Looking down in my coffee cup, I think I see your face looking up. All alone in my room, your voice echoes through the room. There's a ghost in my house that I can't hide from. This ghost has a love that's inside. It keeps on haunting me. Just keeps on reminding me. I just keep.
Oh, 03459 455 555 is the phone. I've been sleeping really badly recently, really badly, to the point where I was in the foulest mood this morning when I woke up. Really, well, I woke.
Are you napping too much in the afternoons?
Well, I didn't get to nap at all yesterday. I didn't have a nap at all, and got to. What time is it? I don't remember what time I got to sleep. But I remember waking up at 1:15, wide awake.
I went to bed at 8:30 last night.
Oh, baby,
I was done.
Oh, wait.
No. I meant with being awake.
I had a great thing the other night, right? I went to bed about 6:30. Shattered. Absolutely shattered. 6:30. And
did you wake up and thinking it was the next day?
No, I woke up in the middle of the night. And what I do is I wake up in the middle of the night and I look at my phone and see, oh, I've got another couple of hours left. We have to go for about 4:00. And it was normally it's about 2:15. And you think, oh, I've got an hour and a half. Brilliant. I thought, oh, I feel refreshed. I've only got about 30 minutes left. And I looked at my clock. It's only 9:15.
Bonus.
9:15.
That's like finding a tenner in your pocket.
It was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Who's that on the line?
It's me.
Go on.
Listen, you know the rules. When you hear us talking, just start talking. We've had to ask everyone who's there. Who's there?
Well,
it's Tony.
I wouldn't rudely interrupt.
Well, that's the whole point. You should. Go on. Don't be polite.
Okay. Ian.
Yes.
Good. That your name is extremely topical. In fact, you probably know that by now.
I know. It's not because that the guy from Happy Days has just died, is it?
No.
Okay.
No,
well, the guy from Happy Days has just died.
Oh, what a pity. Which one?
Al
Molinaro, the owner, who I think his name in Happy Days was Al.
Right,
he replaced. Okay, here we go. He wasn't the first cafe owner in Happy Days.
Was there a younger guy? An older man?
There was a guy... here we go. Hang on a second. We're gonna get this. This is a competition time, guys.
Let me stop you there.
Sorry?
Okay.
No.
I didn't actually watch Happy Days or
okay.
whatever.
Well, there was a guy that owned the diner before Al owned it.
Uh-huh. Dean.
Wow.
No. It was the guy that he went on to massive success in the 1980s as a movie star. He was massively successful in two movies, and then wasn't successful after that.
Oh, what a pity! Well, I may have.
No, hang on, Tony. Listen, have I got to listen to your boring stuff? You got to listen to my boring stuff. So shut up.
It's not boring.
Well, you dismiss my stuff as boring. So
no, I didn't. No,
anyway. So who was this fella?
Mr. Miyagi.
Oh.
Mr. Miyagi was the original diner.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
now,
yeah.
Now he's feigning interest. I'm going to feign interest in yours. Go on, Tom, what you got?
Well, I was going to say, I've already said that, haven't I, about the Halloween and yep. And you.
Oh, I see. There we go. It was a joke.
Like Halloween.
It was a joke. Well, a bit. I see what you've done there.
Just observation, really.
Okay. And was that it?
Okay. More or less. Yeah.
It was only slightly awkward. There was only a slightly awkward vibe going on there. And that's fine. And that's what happens sometimes. Partly because I'm really tired and really snarky all the time. I was snapping with the kids this morning. I thought, this is just because you're tired. And I just can't. I'm not sleeping at night.
I was an excellent mum this morning. I made a marble run. Normally I can't be bothered.
A marble run?
Yeah, you know, with the tubes and the pipes and the spinny things.
Oh, I can't. That stuff gets right.
Yeah, exactly. Normally I can't be bothered with that stuff. But because I'd slept like for a proper time, I had the patience to do it. And we had literally minutes of fun.
We had a lot of King Julians this morning.
Oh.
It's good. The cartoon's good.
I haven't seen any of those.
Oh, the Penguins of Madagascar cartoon series is, I think, one of the cleverest, funniest cartoons in the world. King Julian is a spin-off, and it's funny. It's not brilliant, but it's very, very funny. Fonzie's in it as his dad.
Excellent.
So, you know, there you go. It works like that.
Does he do the accent as well, though, Fonzie? Or does he just do Fonzie?
He just does Fonzie voice.
Okay, good.
Who's that?
It's Tony from Luton again. Well, not again, but another one.
Oh, okay.
Tony.
Have you got a cob on?
No. Only that I'm mowing a lawn. I suppose that's a cob on.
There we go. You see. Hey.
Now, are you doing stripes or are you just doing it freestyle?
Oh, no one does. No one does the stripes.
Doing Brazilian.
Whoa.
You mean strips? Tiny little strips. Yes. When did it? And I'm going to say this. If you've got kids, I'm going to phrase it so that kids could listen to this.
Okay, and I'll respond in a similar way.
When did it become de rigueur, not even fashionable, de rigueur, to manicure our pubis?
90s.
But
that's
everyone
when we started
does it.
Getting very influenced by adult movies.
Oh, it's just...
Kately Moran says something brilliant about that. She says... We're emulating people who do it for professional reasons, so you can see what's going on,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's like walking around when they made black and white films with like black lipstick on, trying to emulate those movie stars.
Isn't it? Or do you know what they used to do in silent movies? You
Hello.
Know,
but...
Hello.
Hello.
Who's that?
It's Myrtle.
Hello,
oh,
Myrtle.
I'm going to lower the tone now.
Say hello to Tony, Myrtle.
Hello, Tony.
She's going to lower you.
Hello, Myrtle. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Now, you know you've got a little dog.
Oh.
Have you, Tony?
No.
I have. Yeah, I have as well.
What have you got, Tony?
I've got a 11-month-old pug. Oh, yeah, and another pug, both across. It's a pug and a shih tzu.
Is she a pain in the backside?
Yeah, she's an absolute nightmare. She's in the garden now eating the grass.
They are nightmares. Anyway, Myrtle, yes.
Well, you know you said it eats its own poo.
That's correct, yes.
Well, it'll do that until it's a year old, because I've got
Sorry?
A dog and a little shih tzu, and she's just doing
on.
It. Yeah, I know, I told you I was going to lower the tone.
Oh, we always laugh at shih tzu, don't we? Because
Mine doesn't. I just feed it well.
Well, hang on a minute.
There we go.
I feed mine as well.
Competitive parent.
I feed mine as well, Tone. We buy it food and stuff. It will stop on its first birthday, will it, Myrtle?
Well, mine's just a year old and she's stopped now.
What nutrients are they getting out of fecal matter?
I would not like to say. I used to go barmy and she used to look at me as much as say, mind your own business, and carried on.
Oh, what you have to do is when they do a whoopsie, you have to grab them and kind of pull them back from it. They're fighting you to get and eat that, have a chomp on that chocolate sausage.
I know, faster than I can clear it up.
I suppose it's only like kids eating the doings in their noses.
No, yeah. It's much worse than... Poo is worse than bogeys. Are you nuts?
Well, a dog can't get his finger up his nose, can it?
Myrtle, you really have lowered the tone.
I know, I told you I would.
You really have. Well, OK.
Can you imagine if a dog could pick its nose? It would, wouldn't it?
You suspect that it might do, yes. Oh, hang on a second. Now, why, it says on my screen that Gatford's there, but I can't talk to Gatford. I don't know what's happened.
Why? Is there some legal procedure?
Gatford's crashed the system. He's crashed the system a little bit. He's flashing.
Get him off.
It's wonder
him on again.
I didn't.
Well, exactly. Myrtle, thank you. Tony, did you get to make your
Bye.
Point? Bye-bye, Myrtle.
All I wanted to do was just wish everybody there and yourself a very reggae Halloween.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much indeed. Now, we're talking about... listening to songs, OK, and listening to music. And we played earlier on Simon and Garfunkel playing Bridge Over Troubled Water, kind of pretty much for the first time they'd ever played it live. It hadn't even been released yet, OK, so the audience had never heard it, right? Mm. Never heard it. I'm going to play you this now. This is the Beach Boys, right? Another song that is we've heard too many times, Good Vibrations, right?
Mm. We're too familiar.
It's the Beach Boys playing it for the second time live ever, right? And it hadn't been released yet, so this audience, again, had never heard... Good Vibrations. Now, I warn you, the Beach Boys were not a particularly good live band. This is October 1966, right? They were a little bit shonky, okay? So it's... And also, they were quite good playing all the Barbaran and all the surfing stuff because that was a piece of cake. Mm-hmm. But then suddenly they have to go from playing, Surfing USA and Surfing to Safari to playing one of the most cosmic sonic records of all time live. They can't do it. They're not up to the job. But... listen to the audience at the end, who, again, have never heard this song, and they realise that they've just heard something very, very special. And listen to how nervous they are as they introduce... They make loads of mistakes in it. I love this so much. They're so nervous as they introduce this. Here we go. They're terrified. Listen.
Play it this time. Easy. I haven't learned it yet. Hey, man, they expect me to play this woo-woo machine.
The woo-woo machine.
Give me a note.
Yeah, it really is.
Just for instance, a note.
You're talking of the E flat, aren't you?
We aren't too nervous for this song. It's the second night we've tried it. If the light man would just dim the lights a little. In fact, turn them out. I'd like to go look for a fire hydrant. Easy. Well, enough for the locker room patter. Carl did so well on that last ditty. We thought he'd do another one. Wouldn't you, Carl?
Yeah.
Of course, with the group's help, you know. Okay, he's going to do our new song called Good Vibrations.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Ooh, popping up good vibrations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to our blossom world.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Ooh, I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me good vibrations.
don't know where, but she sends me there. Vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those alive and good. Vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those alive and good. Vibrations are happening with her. Gotta keep those alive and good. Vibrations are happening.
Kind of falling apart, but listen to the audience at the end who know they've just heard something very, very special for the first time. Oh,
thank you.
And the relief that they've got through
thank
it.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Mike Love wielding that woo-woo machine masterfully there.
They got me playing the woo-woo machine.
All right, Dad.
Sorry? Oh, it's a Wookiee.
It's Chewbacca.
You're right,
boss. The only person I can do, really.
What did you do to our phones, Gatford? You just broke our phones.
Your lovely lady called me back and said, I've broken it, and can I send them £3,000?
Yes, so that's how it works. Yeah. Hurry up with the rest of the show, guys, because I'm desperate for a wee.
So am I.
Desperate for a wee.
Yeah. You'll like this, because you're a fan of, like, music trivia type stuff.
Yeah, go on.
You mentioned fecal matter earlier.
It's a fecal matter, baby.
Well, no, but that's what Nirvana were going to be called before they agreed on Nirvana. They were called Fecal Matter.
Wow.
Can you imagine? They would not have been as successful had they stuck with that name.
Is there any band more overrated in the world than Nirvana?
Oh, I don't know. The Beach Boys, the Beatles.
Oh, wash your mouth.
Wash your mouth out with this.
No, but yeah, fair enough. I like them. I liked them before they got famous. So
I like their first album, and then I just thought they sold out a little bit. And
I don't think they sold out. I think they just got successful.
No. They weren't very good. And their contribution to the world of music has been massively. Well, you can't argue, right, that the Beatles and the Beach Boys have made a massive contribution to music, right, in terms of production techniques, instruments. You can't argue it. You can't argue that.
I can't argue with it, but I could make a good point that Nirvana had done something.
No. Let's focus on
guitar based music. No. Because of them.
No. Let's just come back for a second, right?
Okay.
You can't argue. Well, you can, but I'd like to hear your argument because there isn't one. Uh-huh. It cannot be argued that the Beach Boys and the Beatles have not contributed massively to popular music.
I was being facetious. I'll agree that the Beach Boys and the Beatles were influential.
Thank you very much indeed. Okay, right, in terms of songwriting, in terms of the Beatles were one of the first bands, if not the first band, to have an album that was entirely written by the artists and not featuring music that had been licensed, production techniques, combinations of instruments, harmonies, all of that stuff.
Go on,
right?
Gafford, what have Nirvana ever done for us?
This is the thing. What have Nirvana actually done?
Nirvana kick-started the idea that you don't have to have been launched by a big label to be successful to start with.
Hang on a minute. We'll address these one point at a time. Okay, Nirvana invented indie music. I don't think so.
No, I didn't say they invented indie music.
If they're not on a big label, then they're indie.
No, that's fine, but I'm not saying they invented it. I'm saying they made it popular.
No, they didn't. They jumped on the indie coattails that were created by such bands as, I don't know, Primal Scream and Pulp. So that point is...
They came after that.
Yeah, exactly.
Primal Scream and Pulp came after Nirvana.
No. Pulp were
a massive.
Catherine, Google this.
Pulp have been going since the 70s, haven't they?
Yeah. Pulp.
They were going for years. No, seriously, they were going for years.
Pulp. Well, I was checking the indie chart in NME when I was 15. All right, so that would be 1988. Pulp were in the indie chart then, and they'd been around for a long time before that.
Could I just say, wow, I didn't know that.
Thank you, Gatford, you see?
Here we go. You laughed at me.
You taught me something.
Pulp were an English alternative rock band who formed in Sheffield in 1978.
Thank you, Terry Douris. Wow. Your next point that I'm about to destroy. So that point is irrelevant. Second point.
OK. You have to admit that before Nirvana, rock music had got very hairbandish and very production overproduced. Nirvana certainly brought back a more stripped-back sound.
Yeah, they brought it back. But that's natural. That's natural evolution of music. That always happens. You look at
but they did it. So
well, no.
You're sort of fainting them with praise there.
I'm fainting them with praise. I think you mean damning them with faint praise.
This is going terribly.
Do you know what this feels like sitting in the common room?
because the Pistols did it. The Pistols did it, and the Buzzcocks did it.
My memory of a common room was the day that Freddie Mercury died, and one bloke absolutely came in and was devastated.
Oh, but everyone was really sensitive about it, weren't they?
and everybody was taking the mic, and he got really, really annoyed.
Yeah. Did he smash anything? Chair go?
No, but I think he split up with his girlfriend that day as well.
Well, after he went and anyway.
Yeah.
So there is always a natural evolution in music where music becomes overblown and pompous, and the kids reclaim it with very little talent. Okay, so that can't have that one next. What is the influence? Well, no, you can't because you haven't got an argument.
Hey, they influenced me, and I'm a great musician.
All right. Okay.
There you go.
You can give me that one.
Gafford. Have you got a big tub of sweets by your front door tonight?
No chance, and neither will I be buying fireworks. Booyah to fun times at this time of year.
Gosh, I thought you were a jolly soul, Gatford. Turns out you're a misery.
He's a big lad. That's a little bit...
I don't like Halloween or fireworks.
Why?
Get a bit scared of the Babadook. Scott's furious with me. Scott is sending me ferocious messages on Twitter about me outing him as a
tiny mod,
a big baby Babadook mod. Got to get on his moped and go and watch the Babadook at the cinema, but then he had to phone his mum up to pick him up because he was too scared to ride his moped back.
You're making it worse.
No,
he'll bring a bunch of t-shirts and fire them at you if you're not careful.
Exactly.
You can do that.
Listen, guys, just have a big tub of sweets. It's nice.
Just have a big tub of sweets to yourself, Gatford.
Well, see, that's the problem. I'm diabetic. I shouldn't have big tubs of sweets in the room, you know. Otherwise, I'd eat them. So,
don't they do a sort of diabetic alternative now? Because my granddad was a diabetic.
Nice.
Well, yeah, the chocolate back then was awful, but it was the 80s, and I was just wondering whether diabetic technology had moved on.
It's like American chocolate.
Like cheese. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, guys. If you're diabetic, tough, deal with it. Yeah. If you're vegetarian, tough, deal with it. If you can't eat something because you've got an allergy to nuts, tough, deal with it. All of the alternatives are rubbish. Faking bacon is rubbish.
I don't go into that. I had a bacon sandwich today. I'm fine. Yeah.
But if you have a moral objection to eating meat, why would you eat something that tastes like meat?
I get that. The thing about faking bacon is, by the way, Primal Scream in 1989, which I think was before Nirvana.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Oh, it's
gone badly.
Well, maybe not. I think they were 88. But
Primal Scream were totally around before Nirvana.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
In fact... Oh, I'm about to destroy you.
He won't be happy until he's rammed you into the ground.
I'm about to ram you hard. The Monkees were more influential. The Monkees were more influential than Nirvana. Do you know why?
Go on, then.
Because they influenced Nirvana. Do you know why?
Go on.
On his tatty, druggy, battered-up guitar, he had the Monkees logo on there.
Indeed.
So the monkey. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, you kept that up your sleeve. That's just popped into my head. You kept that up your sleeve. The monkey. Monkeys. Greater.
1987. They're older than Tribal Scream.
Tribal Scream. On that bombshell. Tribal Scream. There we go. You see, the Monkees were a greater influence than Nirvana. The Monkees weren't even a real pop group.
Mm.
So have some of that in your pipe and then smoke down on it, baby. 03459 455 555 is the telephone number. I'm desperate for a wee.
I am too.
If we keep talking for a minute, then we can play a record and go home early.
Okay.
So basically, if you've not got a tub of sweets by your front, it's nice. It's nice. It's giving treats to little kiddies that you don't know in a completely, you know, in this day and age when we're supposed to not look at kids and pull faces at them if a kid sits next to you on a train, you're not allowed to pull a face anymore, apparently. This is a great way of interacting with children. It's legitimate. There's nothing seedy or dodgy about it. You're giving joy to children in a completely innocent, wonderful way.
And if you're a parent who's accompanying the children tonight, dress up. Come on, join in.
Yeah, dress up, sexy witches. Let's get some sexy witches going on, yeah? The dads, dress up in your lederhosen.
What?
That's what I'm wearing.
That'd be terrifying.
I'm going to be...
What's a good outfit for a man? Oh, Dracula. Just get a cape.
Do you know what? For next year, in fact, for next week, I'm going to get a Darth Vader outfit. I think I'm going to get a Darth Vader outfit. It's got to be done. I want to see some sexy witches tonight. This is for all you... And this is for all you... Oh, this is for all you sexy witches. We're done, baby, we're done. If you just tuned in and you missed it, tough. If you go to the BBC iPlayer, you will find it, not by typing in Down the Rabbit Hole, which is kind of the subheading to the...
Secret.
It's a secret. If you type in Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, up we pop.
Don't type in all that, just Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle.
Yes, and that's... I'm so desperate for a wee-wee. Let's go.
Travel news for Beds, Cards and Bugs.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Looking at the M25 anti-clockwise in Hertfordshire on the cameras, showing me slow between junction 17 for Maple Cross and 16 for the M40. In Brickett Wood, the A405 North Orbital Road, that's very slow as well at the junction with the M25, which is 21A. On the M1 northbound, still got the breakdown at junction 10, which is Luton Airport Spur Road, causing some minor delays on that entry slip road because it's partially blocked. And further up the M1, at junction 11 at Dunstable Road, you'll find that it's slow moving there. Public transport looks okay. No reports of delays on the trains. Ross Mikulashevich, BBC Three Counties Radio.
Thank you very much indeed. Scott's work colleague, Erin, she's only 15,
Yep.
He's like Simon Cowell. He's just being horrible to people. About me, flipping it. I have to completely rethink my life if children are comparing me to Simon Cowell, Catherine.
She makes a good point, though. Fair enough.
Unbelievable. That's it. That's your lot. Back on Monday at 6 o'clock. Till then, from us, ta-ta.
Local and vocal across Beds, hearts and bucks.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.